Dozens of banks have closed across the country during the recession, and Georgia may be ground zero for bank failures. The state has seen more than 30 shutdowns since 2008. That's more than any other state. As a result, many small businesses are struggling because they can't get loans. Some in Georgia and in Congress say it's time to help these small businesses by helping the small banks they depend on. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Henry County, about 35 miles south of Atlanta, was a booming place, one of the fastest-growing counties in the country. Its population nearly doubled in the past decade to about 200,000.
Property values were at their highest, and everyone was in a frenzy to build and to develop.
Hans Broder is CEO of Enterprise Banking Company in McDonough, Georgia. He retired from banking, but in 2005 decided to buy a community bank. When credit got tight and loans dried up, houses here stopped selling, leaving empty subdivisions and tons of foreclosures. In Georgia, a lot of new banks made development loans because of the growth. Broder says when both the residential and commercial real estate market plummeted, banks all over began failing, including two in this county.
I think as we all look back, there was a greed factor in some of the decisions that were made, and we were all caught up in it. I don't think the regulators saw it coming either. But after so many years of success, we sort of let our guard down, and there's a price to pay for that, and we're paying it.
In the Atlanta metro area, Georgia's economic engine, nearly half of the banks are now under federal or state regulatory orders to raise more capital. Broder needs to come up with $5 million, a difficult proposition. As a result of the pressure, most troubled banks are not making any new loans, but are restructuring their old ones and trying to build reserves, which makes it tough on smaller communities. Downtown Locust Grove, Georgia, is a quaint couple of blocks next to a railroad track that runs along Highway 42. Heather Bledsoe is the owner of Heather's Flowers, which stocks flowers and consignment wedding dresses. Dressed casually with her hair back in a ponytail, Bledsoe is eager to provide personal attention to her customers.
If you want to come in from 9 to 10 or 12 to 1, I can sit down with you and just bring everything with you that you have, like pictures.
Locust Grove got several hundred thousand dollars of federal stimulus money for streetlights, brick walkways, and building facades, but Bledsoe says businesses here are not getting any loans. She started her store with her own savings last spring, renting space downtown. When the building came up for sale, she wanted to get a loan to buy it, but her bank had failed, and others offered no help.
We tried a couple other banks, even like our own personal banks, and they were like, yeah, there's no way to even apply because you're not going to get it, pretty much is what they told us when we went in there.
Bledsoe was turned down in part because her business was so new, but she says it's new businesses that need the loans.
Sometimes it just kind of slams the door in your face when you're trying to make something happen that you're pretty much told it doesn't matter what your credit is, it's just not going to happen yet.
The list of troubled banks here and across the country continues to grow. The FDIC recently announced the number of problem banks nearly tripled at the end of 2009 to just over 700. It's the smaller lenders in particular that are struggling. Some blame the high number of failures on strict federal accounting regulations for troubled banks. In part, they require banks to reappraise the real estate underlying their loans at current depressed prices and take a loss on those loans. That reduces banks' capital and their ability to make new loans. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson is lobbying for changes.
Part of the drying up of credit in the marketplace is directly because of the regulators and the pressure they're putting on banks actually not to loan. That becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and protracts the recession.
Isaacson says some accounting rules were suspended during the savings and loan crisis in the 1980s and could be suspended again. Georgia Congressman Lynn Westmoreland, also a Republican, says he'd like to see community banks get additional time and financial help to recover.
And then if they need a cash infusion of, let's say, $10 million, let the government say, okay, if you raise half of it, we'll loan you half of it and give you an opportunity, give you 18 months to turn your bank around.
But some industry analysts say this is not the time to loosen restrictions.
It's the basic mission of federal and state bank regulators to make sure banks are sound. And every failing bank has always complained if they just gave them a little more time, things would turn around.
Alan White is a law professor at Valparaiso University in Indiana and an expert in banking regulation.
You can't just keep hoping that bad loans will turn good again, whether they're bad subprime loans or bad construction loans. You know, bad loans are bad loans. And if those bad loans are what is backing ordinary people's savings, the regulators have to act.
Community banks are vital to small towns. They make the loans that create many new jobs. But given current conditions, economic experts say it's likely 24 more community banks will fail in Georgia this year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.